All right, getting the band back together here at the Senior Bowl. Bo Wolf alongside Tony Pauline of DraftInsider.net as we watch the running backs and tight ends run routes against linebackers. And you see there Amir Abdullah, the highly touted, prolific running back from Nebraska, getting open against Jordan Hicks from Texas.
Here's a good one to watch. This is Nate Orchard. Usually ends up in a three-point stance, and you see why there. I mean, showed really no feel for coverage against the
Kent Pierce.
Yeah, Kent State, H-back, tight end prospect. But Orchard's got to show some ability to make plays in reverse rather than just moving forward. So that was not a good rep for him.
Oregon State's Sean Mannion, the quarterback here, as he connects on a nice completion to Tony's favorite player here, Yale fullback Tyler Varga. Working up against Jeff Luke of Cincinnati.
Jeff Luke, who's struggled every day in practice, and Tyler Varga, who just continues to impress as each day goes on in every aspect, carrying the ball. We saw him yesterday do a great job in blocking drills, catching the ball right there, making a difficult catch.
There you see Ben Koyak from Notre Dame working up against Haoli Kikaha from Washington. Now, of course, Kikaha more of a pass rusher than someone who's going to be playing a lot in space at the next level, but Koyak getting open, and there's David Cobb, the running back from Minnesota, working up against the new guy, Curtis Grant, Ohio State linebacker.
And that's the thing with Grant. I mean, he looks the part, but he just doesn't make plays. He looked like his feet were stuck in cement there and reacted significantly later. Here you go, Nate Orchard again against Boyle, and Boyle just throws a couple of moves on him, then uses his hands to separate Orchard nowhere in the play. Boyle does not have the downfield speed to be a real vertical threat at the tight end position, but he's going to be a very good number two tight end at the next level.
Yeah, Orchard had sort of jumped the out route there, and Boyle turned it up, and there you see once again Amir Abdullah able to get open against Hayes Pollard from USC. Abdullah, Tony, probably the highest rated running back here, you would say?
I think there's no doubt about it, and he's proven as much.
What do you think is the round average for Abdullah? Second round, probably?
Yeah, I think that's where he goes. Maybe he slides into the third round because there's so many talented ball carriers, but I think second round's a good bet. A good play by Jordan Hicks there, jumping in front of Tyler Varga, out-muscling him.
Very nicely done. Ill-advised throw from Sean Mannion.
And we've had a number of them, but good play by Hicks.
Here's Koyak working up against Orchard.
Yeah. This is going to be a problem for Orchard. He just shows no feel, no sense, no awareness playing in space. He did so during the season, but he just looks awful in these drills.
Here's David Cobb going up against Jeff Luke again. Where would you rank Cobb in this running back class, Tony?
I want to see what his true 40 time is. I see a lot of third-round grades put on him. I think he's more of a fourth, fifth-round type guy. Catches the ball well, does everything very well, not exceedingly fast. I don't think he has got the corner speed for the next level. So I'm going to say fourth, fifth round area for Cobb.
All right, well, that'll do it for our look at the running backs and tight ends running pass routes. For Tony Pauline, I'm Bo Wolf.